Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I guess we had a show yesterday. We were talking about the data center that was coming to Midtown. We played the article. We were reacting to it. And Mark Chambers, one of the common council members, alderman of the 2nd District, released a letter. I guess he's saying he's clearing confusion at the Midtown Center. He's saying there's some confusion. He wants to clear it up. And I want to talk about what he's trying to clear up with the confusion. And like I say, if they had been more open and with the community about the procedure in the first place, it wouldn't be no confusion. But since they threw it out there, this is reactionary to me. This is reactionary. Some went out there without people having, you know, clear communication between what they were doing at City Hall. And now they got to come back and try to clear something up because it wasn't, we didn't even know what was going on in the first place with what was going on at Midtown. That was looking like a ghost town for a second. Like, so I guess he goes on to say data centers are a couple of very bad words these days. They conjure images of gray buildings covering thousands of acres, creating a nuisance level of noise and taxing local water supplies and other resources. I guess he goes on to say the development proposed for Midtown centers include nothing even close. Okay, well, why? This is what happens when you lead the people out. And so we have to run with what we can see and hear. And I guess now they, hey, you know, he's trying to kind of come back and say that this ain't that type of data center. He goes on to say, it is true that a high technology use is included in part of the project submitted by AFS Milwaukee LLC. While the details of their submittal are not final, that use is expected to have a small footprint when it comes to the respect to water utilized to close the loop system that will be entirely self-sustaining and require no water from the local supply. So remember when I was talking about the data centers using up the water? He's saying that this ain't that. This ain't that kind of data center, like that's going to affect the water supply. He's saying that utilize a closed loop system that will entirely self-sustaining. And require no water from the local supply. So they'll have a self-sustaining water system. And so where are they getting the water from? I'm just saying. He said, despite all this, I know that the residents have not received nearly enough information about this proposal, and for that reason, we will not be heard at Monday's City Plan Commission meeting. Once better information is available, I will want to hear from all those directly affected by this development to help inform my decisions about it. All right, I don't know what was supposed to be happening Monday or whatever, but I don't know when they're going to have the community to come together to have their opinion on this. But, I mean, what is the benefit that Midtown was a place where everybody could go and shop and do things or have access to certain resources or groceries? You know, they had the Walmart over there. They had the Lowe's over there. They, you know, and all of that closed. So a lot of people was hoping that it would be like a center for kids to go and play and have fun and you know, something like that. You know, because the kids was gathering there anyway in the lot, in the empty lot a while back. Till they started, you know, shooting over there, and then they couldn't have that. But what I'm saying is this going to be an asset to the community? Is this going to be an asset to the community? And that's all we want to know. Can we get the jobs? And a caller called in yesterday and said, ain't no chance that the black people going to get, jobs out of this. Basically. So we want to know, if you're going to put something in our communities at Midtown, what is the benefit to our community? And if you can't tell us that, then what are we talking about? What are we talking about? We got enough entities in the community that's soaking out the money, draining the money out the community and taking it outside of the community. We thought that this was an opportunity to put something in our communities, in this vacant space, that was going to help deal with the issues and the concerns of the black community. And I don't see, from what I'm seeing, that that's the case. Now, they said that they was going to have some room for some community ideas, some community organizations could probably get an office somewhere. But no, we talking about neighborhood development. We talking about something social for the kids. That's what we really need. And here we go. Here we go. A lot of people thought that there was that would be a great area for a skating ring or something powerful for the kids, and now they want to switch the situation to a data center that's self-contained. They're saying it's self-contained. This is at least what this alderman is saying is self-contained. They not using no water from you know, Lake Michigan, and I heard there was going to be storage. Something else, a couple things. So I ain't hearing nothing with a lot of the concerns, true concerns of the community when it comes to building outfits for the youth. So here we go. Young Money says water consumption is lower, but over time the water still needs to be replaced. I'll say this. I'm at the point where I'm convinced that they don't want to help these kids like that. Like they don't want to build nothing significant at this point. It's not in the plans. And if they can't do it at Midtown with all them open buildings over there, I mean, we've been talking about neighborhood development, something extra for the young people for a long time. Way out there, what was that? At the old Northridge, we thought that something was going to be out there. We thought we had a chance at Midtown that the city would say, hey, let's add something for the youth over here. I don't know. It's just, I don't know if that's on the docket right now, on the agenda for the young kids to actually get something put up to try to tackle some of the issues that we've been facing lately. So, y'all, if we don't come together and put it together, I guess it ain't going to happen. If y'all want to chime in on this, 833-212-1017, I would love to hear what you think about what they doing at Midtown, at the old Walmart. This has been something that we've been discussing on the Tory Lowe show. I'm seeing that they want to discuss now, once they got a lot of stuff in writing, They got a lot of stuff in writing now, so here they come with the conversation. You could have came out at the beginning and got the community input, and we wouldn't be right here. But see, this is reactionary. They look on the news and see that they this city. All right, my last show is Friday, so I'm gonna say it. Next week Friday, it might be this Friday.
Hey,
you know I'm gonna keep it cool. You know what I was about to say something crazy. Not crazy, but it's not crazy to me. I see what's happening, and it might sound crazy to you, and it may not. But I will say this. They don't have a plan for the young people at all. That ain't what I was about to say, but it relieved me because I said that. We thought that this was going to be an opportunity to have the same experience that we had at Capitol Court, having an outlet for the young people to go. We used to go up to Capitol Court. It was a movie theater up there. It was so many things at Midtown that used to be a spot where we could go in the city. Now it's starting to become a place of things that we can't even really use or go up there to try to kind of use as a resource to deal with the community. And then it sounded like we ain't got no jobs coming either. Like, you got to have an IT degree and some management experience and all that. I don't know what the requirements is, but how many jobs is that going to help with the community other than trying to cut that grass growing in the concrete to maintenance? And maybe y'all could clean the urinals or something. Like, maybe make sure that the urinals smell fresh. That's it. That's what it looked like to me. I just hate to see how the community is being handled. And y'all going to keep allowing these people to play in y'all face? Hey, that's why I'm happy I'm independent. I can say that, you know. I just try to keep it in a space where y'all can just kind of understand that we had an opportunity here at Midtown to really do something powerful. And the big corporations is buying up the blocks. They let the Milwaukee for sale. A lot of the things that's happening on Martin Luther King, a lot of these corporations came and grabbed half of my old neighborhood, bought the whole half a block. The corporation came and bought whole half a block. It's not nothing that we can use. It's not nothing that we can do, use it as a way to kind of move forward with the issues that we have in our communities. And as long as that continue to happen, we gonna get pushed out. It seemed like it's just a plan to push us out to me. Like, it just looked like it to me. I don't feel that everything that's going on in our community, even with the new developments, have us in mind. It don't have the black community in mind. And that's sad that we sit back and allow these people to continue to come up with ideas that we cannot benefit from. Yeah, we got festivals. We got all these festivals. Yeah, you can come out and party in the street. You just can't go in the building unless you got some cash. It's tough. It's tough to watch. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah. 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 Tory Lowe, he a soldier for the soul. Power to the people, seeing all the forces moving slow. Open doors for the lows, still the voice of the voiceless. When you feeling like you running out of choice, boy, Tory got the remedy. Activists going to war for black people, his family. Always got his foot on the pedal, running with no energy. Keeping people at a higher level with his empathy. Call him when you need him. He been an angel, but he had to work for his freedom. And his wings spread for his kingdom. And you know he gotta go to war when he sees. Even in them cold nights, when he had to learn to hold tight,
when the pain from the bottom was too much to bear. He was there to get you through the storm, and they advocate.
Tory Low, Tory Low, Tory Low, Tory Low, Tory Low.
One on one, Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Have y'all ever heard of this story about the farmer who throws the dead pig into the well to attract rats? And I was talking to my son about this story because I wanted him to understand the rules of divide and conquer. And so this story is an old story that they tell to warn the community about fighting each other over crumbs. And so sometimes we got to be reminded of these stories because it has a powerful meaning to it to show how the elite will have you fighting and pointing the fingers with each other while they run everything. And I'm going to give a quick overview of the story because it's a deep story, but I just wanted to give I just wanted to touch on this story. Y'all heard of the crabs in the barrel, you know, like that. But have you ever heard of the dead pig that was thrown into a well to attract rats? And so this is the way the story went. A farmer throws a dead pig into the well, and this attracts rats to come into the well. The farmer throws it in there, sets it up. It lures hungry rats attracted by the smell, and they jump in the well to eat. The trap is, while there is plenty of food, while there's a lot of food around, rats start to live together, but the food runs out, and then the rats turn on each other. Because now the pig is gone, they're starving, they start to turn on each other because what? Survival. That a lot of the people in fight or flight mode. So once these rats got into fight or flight mode, the rats fight one another, with the strongest surviving by feeding on his own. Feeding on his own until only one remains. Out of all of the rats that jumped in there, I guess according to the story, 70 rats, they was eating good in the neighborhood. All of a sudden, when the food was gone, they turned on each other, fought each other, and all of a sudden, there's only one remaining. And now he don't want to eat grain or nothing. He's trained to eat his own people. The lesson, the farmer removes the last rat, which has forgotten how to eat grain and only knows how to destroy. Just as powerful. This is a powerful story because the farmer released the rat, took the rat out the well and released it back into the field, knowing that the rat would only eat his own people. He don't have to worry about the rat eating his stuff up no more because now he got a killer on his hands. And this is the divide and conquer stories that we need to understand because if we're fighting each other, that means we're living in the well. If we're going against each other, pointing the finger at each other, always arguing over politics and crumbs, small things, fighting over materialism, living in the well, attacking each other, you know, to the strongest man is the last man standing. That's divide and conquer at its finest. The farmer had all the control. And he created a monster. That's why we gotta never forget about the social engineering, the Willie Lynch ideas, the things that they programmed in the community, or they didn't give you that credit score. They didn't. I mean, you got a good credit score, but you didn't get the benefits of having a good credit score. You couldn't get that loan for the house, or you couldn't achieve certain things because the system is controlling the outcomes. And you come back and fight amongst yourselves, point the finger and blame each other for the conditions, and then all of a sudden you have chaos. And sometimes when I look out into the streets, I'm just seeing the whale concept. Everybody fighting each other and they all taking a loss. When the corporations are coming in, buying up the neighborhoods, the politicians ain't doing nothing but fattening their pockets. The community is changing, but not to your benefit. The community that you're living in is changing, but you can't get nothing out of it. You're not getting the benefit of living in your own community, but you're fighting your brother down the street. Fighting at fast food restaurants. I mean, look at how many stories we've heard. People going up into these restaurants just exploding, going crazy over fast food. People that supposed to be family turning on each other, like living in the well. This is why we have to regroup, rethink, and reshape. This is why we have to make sure that we understand what the real enemy is. This story urges that the real enemy is not the neighbor, but the person who threw the pig into the well to create the conflict. The people that put together the projects, the people that put us in these spaces with limited resources. A lot of people say, well, it's time for you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. We just had a young man on the show that pulled himself up by the bootstraps, that got a good job out in Walworth County, and the police treated him worse than they would treat a dog. Understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation. Don't ignore that story that I just told y'all about the farmer who threw the dead pig in the well to attract the rats that was eating up his grain. It was a divide and conquer strategy to create a monster. We got Sandra on the lines. How you doing, Sandra?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Blessings, Queen. How you doing?
Great. Okay. Now, your topic, you were speaking about the rat theory. I read about that rat theory. And The sad part about it is true, because they say, like, you put in a circle, and then you give them all the food, all of them, and then they're happy. You know, and this is when you say you got a community, and you're getting the right things for your community, you know, jobs and resources and stuff, you're happy. But these folks figured out a way to, you know, to systemically drain it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been draining it for years, because I bought my house in 71 on 27th and Burleigh. They've been draining this community for years. And so people always say, we need to get together, but I have no neighbors. I have no community. It's border of houses. It's empty lots. And these are city lots. And then people dump the stuff on them. So I've mentioned that before. But this is not my fault. This is a fault of the politicians. And the thing is, if you brought jobs, they took the jobs out, because I retired from Allen Bradley. I watched them outsource those jobs. And I watched a black man pack them. And he looked me in my eye, and I looked him in his eye. And they packed them and sent them overseas. And then, and a lot of the stuff we have here is leased out to foreign countries, like our tollways and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And then a lot of people that come in here on our construction are people outside of our state. So in other words, they're not even trying to give us jobs unless you're the elite or you live out there in the suburbs. You know, those are people they're doing for, because they said we put in the most tax dollars, but we get hardly nothing back.
Right.
And then everything goes up, our license plate. Yeah, our license plate, everything. And we're paying for everybody to come here. And Chicago got that tollway, Illinois. So the people pay, but if it's a foreign country, I don't know how they do it now. So anyways, there's this memo out, this dude years ago in 71, and he wrote the playbook for the Project 2025. And you should check it out. It's called the Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L memo. And you should check it out. It's step by step as to how they're depleting these central cities, and then they're coming back, what they call it, when they come back to the area and rebuild it up and kick us out.
It's happening right now.
See, they want to be, they want to be by the resources. See, we got the water. We got what they need. Remember when you said something like that guy, that judge was calling us a sewer?
Right.
We ain't a sewer no more, are we?
Hey.
Because that's what them data centers going to need. They're going to need all that water. Hey, and then there's one out there going to be out there. Yeah.
They already
out here. There by the, Port Washington. They put one in Port Washington. I think one is going up there with Walker. And Trump was going to put that, bring those, you know, foreign people in to work on that building out there in Kenosha. They put them up, and they said so many of them. So just check it out. You know, we'll see where it is, and it's not us.
Well, I'll say this. When we talk about just political, our community is a Democratic-ran township. So, like I said, in order, it's we got a black common council. We got black leadership in high executive positions. You would think that we'd be able to get something. Okay, you know. All right. Well, okay, we're going to run the break. And when we come back, we got Al on the lines. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 the Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Heard that siren. Oh, he don't back down.
Nah.
Heard him whisper in the hallway. They don't come round our way. Then I seen Tory on that crosswalk. Clipboard, bullhorn, all faith. North side, south side, same fight. He be in the crowd, not the stage light. Picking up names from the gravestones. Turning lost sons into brave ones. Yeah, he ain't fly in the big black car. He walk blocks till his knees feel scarred. Camera in his face still rocks off. Who gon' speak when the judge don't call? He the phone ring late, that lifeline.
101, 7 the Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. I was talking about a story about the farmer who throws the dead pig into the well, which attracts rats. It's a story that kind of tries to explain divide and conquer tactics. And, you know, sometimes I look out the window and I see people fighting and doing this and that and pointing a finger at each other instead of working together to make a better outcome. It's just plenty individualism going on. And I think that many times a lot of these strategies create that. And we got to start kind of identifying, okay, if this is what's happening, then we got to move in a different direction. And we got to make sure that we save ourselves, because if you start living by other people's programs and they could get you in a space where they could make you feel comfortable and then take it away from you, you know, you got to make sure you have self-sustaining ideas in the village so that, you know, you don't fall victim to a lot of this. But we got Al on the lines. How you doing, Al?
I'm doing fine. If you decide to be a piece of sugar, honey, iced tea, that's a personal problem, okay? Mm-hmm. Democrats is not going to do nothing here in Milwaukee because they feel the only thing black people are good for is Section 8 and mental health. Because if you can get black people to be stopped and get them to dumb themselves down, they have no reason to fight for you. And you don't forget about the deplorables within your community that they're going to use as an excuse to hold the resources.
Mm.
Republicans ain't going to do nothing for you because you're black.
Right.
You're black. But what you need to do is become the resource. Get you an education. And if it's not working for you in the community, maybe the community is not for you, boo-boo. Maybe it's time for you to move somewhere else. You can't save nobody who don't want to save themselves. Some of them you're going to just have to let rot. If you want to get high all the day, if you like it, I love it. If you want to sit on your ass and collect a check, if you like it, I love it. It's not for me to lift you up and inspire you when you can do that for yourself. That's called free will. Jesus is not going to do that. God is not going to do that. Caesar Bujaya ain't going to do that. But if you believe in yourself, you can do that. So you got to pick and choose what lane you want to do. For like myself, I don't look for nobody to build me up. Jesus, you can stay where you at because you ain't no good. I'm not looking for you, Republican, because I'm not kissing your ass. And the Democrats, you're not putting me in no Section 8. You can move in Section 8, and you can put that crazy label on you. I don't describe for that. I believe in myself. And when y'all start believing in yourself, y'all can do anything you want to. And then y'all can really start calling out both sides. What you going to do about it? Because Jesus ain't came in 400 years, and he ain't coming right now. He's sitting there partnering with the devil. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
Hey, like, you know, independence is important. And to govern your community by making sure that you have what you need. I'm talking about putting people in position to make sure you have what you need. This goes on in every other community. This goes on. Like, when you realize that people can kind of socially engineer an environment and they already anticipate the outcomes, they already know it's going to be people shooting and killing each other and fighting each other, like just like the farmer that threw the dead pig in the well. He knew that if 70 rats get in this well, they're going to have a good time at first. They're going to have food. But once that food was gone, and he knew that it was going to run out, they were going to turn into something more beneficial to him and what he was trying to do economically overall. And they were going to turn against each other, fight each other, kill each other. And all he needed was a test group, 70. He didn't need everybody, he just needed a small group. And then when it got to that last one standing that forgot how to live and only survive by eating his own people, he didn't have remorse for the rat. He had a weapon. And when he pulled that rat up out the well and let it free, he knew that it was going to kill its own. And that's a rinse and repeat concept. A lot of us are in neighborhoods that are socially engineered for struggle. And I was walking past some blight in the community. And some of these houses been blighted for a long time. Some of these, if you go up Center Street, and you start getting to a part of Center Street, if you start at First and Center and work your way up to, you know, let's say 50th, 60th and Center, and sometimes you start from the hood and go up, you'll see a lot of business, what used to look like a lot of thriving businesses, but they boarded up. And they've been boarded up for years. Like, how come you telling me nobody don't want to? This is prime real estate. This is a lot of traffic over here. But these buildings been empty for years. In our neighborhoods, you telling me that nobody don't want to do nothing with these empty buildings? To the point where it's driving down the property value, the blight. You could go through some neighborhoods, you got the green boards on there, and it's been there for years. Then all of a sudden, corporations come and buy up all of it at a cheap price. And it don't benefit the community. But this is a strategy. It's like Monopoly. You know, when y'all first start Monopoly, everybody, you know, you can only afford that first strip. You know what I mean? And that's the hood. Monopoly will tell you. That first, well, Oriental Avenue, and what's that? What's the first? That's all hood. And it's some people living better in the hood, but it's still the poorest part of Monopoly. And then you can still build it up. You can still get property. You can still build it up. You can still put a hotel over there, but you're not getting, that's the lowest version of building up something. It's that first strip. And I'll tell you this, the hood has got value. And people are buying up houses in the neighborhood at cheap and building it up and charging you an arm and a leg to live there. And when you don't have a community that's working together, and when you don't have political leaders that have your best interest, you get what you see right now in the city of Milwaukee. People trying to get what they can out the deal because they don't see the value, the overall value in the group. And that's what's happening. And now we know we don't have to continue to live in the well. We can understand the ideal of keeping us living below our means and start coming together and making them work for our best benefit, or they can't get our votes. They can't get our participation. Long as you keep giving something and not getting nothing in return, I don't have to do nothing for you. And look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
The people's champ. Yeah. Yeah. Who the people's champ? Tory Lowe. When it all goes wrong, where do people go? Tory Lowe. Who was speaking up for those people in the ghetto? Tory Lowe. Who was out in Kenosha on the front line in the snow? Tory Lowe. Who out here righting the wrongs and shining light on these folks? Tory Lowe. Who the biggest advocate that Milwaukee has ever known? Tory Lowe. Who out here finding these babies and bringing them back home? Yeah. Tory Lowe. If you don't know, then you know. Who gonna be right there with you in that hospital when you shot up? Tory Lowe. Who gonna find a child molester that touched your daughter? Tory Lowe. Who gonna help you out when that landlord put you out of that apartment? Tory Lowe. When your son need a transplant, who gonna find that organ? No permit.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Two men arrested after carjackings outside Milwaukee area chicken restaurants. The carjackings already, they're just going, it's not even, the weather ain't even nice out. They just doing whatever at this point. I didn't hear more about people trying to carjack, people walking on people's porches, twisting on doorknobs and things like that, trying to see if the door unlocked. We got some video on this. Two men arrested after carjackings outside a Milwaukee area chicken restaurant. If you're watching as we broadcast live, we got video. Let's listen.
Eric, the suspects, though, really drawing some attention to themselves by robbing two similar restaurants on the same street, Capitol Drive, in two successive nights. Police here and in Milwaukee certainly noticed, going high tech to lead to the arrests. Just after 2 a.m. April 26th, Brookfield police were called to the Raising Cane's on Capitol Drive when an employee said two men stole his car at gunpoint. The next night, an employee at Crazy Chicken, just down Capitol Drive at 78th Street, was also carjacked at gunpoint as she left work. When the car stolen in the Crazy Chicken armed robbery turned up here near 70th and Hope, just a block away from where the car from the Raising Cane's was ditched, police figured they might be related. And they used some new technology to quickly make the arrest. police launched a drone where the second stolen car was parked and waited, eventually tracking and arresting 21-year-old Adrian Thomas and 17-year-old Quinte Russell as they returned to the car and got in. Police say Russell was armed with a handgun. According to a Brookfield police search warrant, Russell explained to police he carjacked the employee there because he'd, quote, walked to Raising Cane's and the buses were no longer running. He said, quote, he didn't want to walk back home. Drones have been gaining more regular use in law enforcement, including by Milwaukee police. Their own dashboard shows the drones in heavy use. These flight paths are just from a three-hour window earlier this month, responding to calls ranging from drunk drivers to traffic hazards to shot spotter shooting reports.
I don't mind them using the drones for this. This is going to stop all of the chasing, everything. Just get the drone out there. They're going to have to stop the car and get out, and then you get them. You know what I mean? I like this. I'm not going to push back on how they did this with the drones because I guess this was supposed to be like an experiment that they, you know, they just got them. I guess they're trying to, it's like a project or whatever. But instead of doing these high-speed chases, just launch the drone. As soon as they jump out to go, you know, thinking that they about to, you know, go, you know, use the bathroom or stop at a somebody's house and get out and talk, because they don't know how to talk and get back in the car. Sometimes they'll have a stolen car in the middle of the street standing there talking and don't care who waiting to go through. So this is better right here. I like this. I don't have a problem with this drone thing because they got them, and then they're gonna say they didn't want to walk. They jacked. So you finna throw away your whole life jacking somebody, put somebody's life at risk because you don't want to walk home? How did you get out there? Trash, straight trash. This is where I say I don't mind technology being used in this way. And a drone can actually have a tracker and lock on the vehicle. Like they could lock, and the drone can track the vehicle. Some drones, if they got the tracker, it'll work automatic. So they said they used the drone. As soon as they came out, they was able to arrest them. It was clean. Here we go. I mean, I'm not going, you know, I wish this was happening more. We also got a situation where the court commissioner says two men accused of shooting a security guard. I guess the court commissioner says everyone wants to shoot nowadays. Everybody quick to shoot. We've been saying that for years. Even on the movie Friday, Pops was like, they don't know what to do with these no more. They don't want to fight no more. You lived another day. You took it, you dished it out, and you lived to fight another day. Now, everybody wants to shoot. They done shot the security guard. If you watch this, we broadcast live. We got video. Let's listen.
Prosecutors say Johnson was trying to play peacemaker and de-escalate an argument. Prosecutors say Darren Sutton and was arguing with two women and Princeton Underwood stepped in. Sutton and Underwood are both felons and prosecutors say both had guns. According to that complaint, Johnson drove away with Sutton and Sutton's two children. The complaint says Underwood followed them in a vehicle, pulled up beside Johnson's SUV and opened fire.
The other sad part about this situation is if none of them had guns like they should not have, you wouldn't be sitting here right now. If y'all would have fought instead of shot, you might not be sitting here right now. That's the unfortunate reality about Milwaukee. Everybody wants to shoot. Nobody wants to fight.
You know, actually, this judge, Barry Phillips, he been on the news for the last couple years, just kind of in this space, where he's just scratching his head like this new generation, this new group, like the last decade, what they doing out here is a lot of cowardness. I call it a lot of cowardness because this ain't nothing you should be going to prison over. If you got a dispute over whatever, sometimes I don't advise it. You know, I stopped doing all of that. Like, when I started getting smarter, I just learned to walk away. Like, really walking away is the really, it's the bravest thing you'll ever do in your life. Because if you continue, you're going to end up on Fox 6 News. Like, if you, everybody got a bad temper. Like, if you grow up in on the north side, or, no, you don't even have to just be from the north side, but everybody's capable of having a bad temper. Some people got a worse temper than others. But you end up in a space where you could be challenging your freedom messing around with some folks. So I learned that I don't even practice arguing with people. I'm not going to argue with you about nothing. You got this. I got stuff to do. I ain't got time to be looking for bail money, for bonds and stuff like that. I used to think like that when I was coming up, and I had to train myself that ain't the right way. If you got dreams, you got goals, you got stuff to do, you know, people will distract you and get you to almost want to, you know, do extra stuff to them that's not going to be beneficial to what you're really trying to do. I guess I'll say it like that. But the judge is right. Don't nobody want to duke it out no more. They don't want to take an L. They don't want to take that L. They don't want Smokey standing over them talking about they got knocked out. Hey, but you live to fight another day and you ain't in prison. And I don't understand how they got all these guns and bullets, but they ain't got a place to sleep. They struggling in real life to find food, shelter, and all of that other stuff. But you out here riding in stolen cars with a pistol. I understand that. All right. Well, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.